This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
In the summer of 2017, the heaviest rainfall in a century hit the German capital of Berlin. It was another of the extreme rainfall events striking around the planet. In Berlin, streets and buildings flooded, but it could have been worse. Berlin is making itself, well, it's trying to make itself into a sponge city. As climate disruption becomes real, China is planning on building 30 of them. I found that out from Chelsea Goad. If Bill Gates is building a new smart city or technology is emerging to move you 10 times faster, that is Chelsea Goad's beat. She is a science journalist and associate editor at Futurism.com. Chelsea, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is a sponge city?
So there's no single definitive exact blueprint for what a sponge city is. But generally speaking, a sponge city is a city in which technological measures are taken to reduce flooding specifically. So there will be rooftop gardens, extra planting. Oftentimes, a main element of the building or creation of sponge cities is that traditional asphalt and concrete are replaced by much more porous substances so that you might be driving down the street normally, but if it were to flood, if there were a monsoon, that same material will be able to absorb, you know, 10, 50 times more water. So the general concept of a sponge city is literally a city that can soak up water.
Well, yeah, I know that the hard city phenomenon was partly what sunk Houston in Hurricane Harvey. They just kept building suburbs there, replacing surrounding fields, paved everything over, and people's homes have huge driveways. Some folks pave the whole yard to avoid all that mowing. It seems like we've kind of designed ourselves into a bad corner just as extreme rainfall events arrive. What do you think?
I completely agree. This is really happening. You know, the extreme flooding is becoming much more of an issue in more densely populated urban areas. That's why China is investing so heavily in the creation of sponge cities, because in more rural areas, you will have, you know, fields, farms that naturally soak up water. But in a city, it's much more difficult, and then it becomes much more treacherous and much higher risk. So, yeah, it's unfortunate that at the same time we're having such increased growth of urban areas, we're also having this severe increased risk of continuing extreme weather and flooding.
And since Victorian times, the old way of city design was just to keep building more underground pipes and carry all that water away somewhere. Of course, Houston, their water reservoirs totally filled up. There was no somewhere to put it. So I guess we're going to have to change away from that and just keep what we get.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to really rethink a lot of how we structure and build from a very elementary root level.
And I saw in a Bloomberg video that Berlin is doing a lot of green rooftops, and they also do swales, as they call them, where the water can kind of collect. I was starting to wonder, though, if you collect a lot of rainfall, doesn't that open it up for mosquitoes, or am I just worrying too much?
That is a definitive possibility, but that also depends on the climate of the region that you're in. So Berlin, you know, if they start collecting rainwater, I don't think overnight it's going to become a tropical ecosystem and malaria will run rampant. But it is something that 10, 20 years down the line might require more consideration, and maybe that won't turn out to be the most fruitful technology.
So your article is titled, China's Building 30 Sponge Cities to Soften the Blow of Climate Change. Are the Chinese planning to build 30 new cities, or are they going to retrofit the existing cities?
Currently, with existing plans, they're retrofitting existing cities. So they're taking cities that already have an increased risk of issues of flooding, so cities that are, you know, generally fairly populated or relatively urban, and they're outfitting them with different methods that, you know, would pertain to a sponge city. But, you know, again, each of them would do that in a different way, depending on the needs of the region.
Well, China has a lot of reason to get going on this. They were drenched with extreme rainfalls last summer, just like Berlin, and they had landslides and floods that killed more people. And according to The Economist magazine, the number of floods in Chinese cities has at least doubled since 2008. I wonder, you know, there's not going to be enough emergency funds to patch all this up. Maybe the world will experience kind of the Puerto Rico phenomenon where it takes a long time to recover. Do you think we can plan our way out of this, Chelsea?
I think the only way to plan our way out of this is really by drastically reducing emissions and taking a much more aggressive stance against the continuation and pressing on of climate change, because, you know, we're solving the symptoms. These are the symptoms of the illness, and the underlying illness here is climate change. And, you know, our world, the world that we've known, is changing more rapidly and more drastically than we really are equipped to handle at this moment. So, unfortunately, these increased natural disasters are a symptom of that existing reality that we're already in. So, you know, that isn't something that we can circumvent unless we really get to the root of the issue. So, unfortunately, we might be dealing with a lot more of that type of disaster until we really make some more headway.
Well, I agree, but we can try and make things a bit better. And one really cool aspect of sponge cities is that they can literally help cool down those urban heat islands. I'm wondering, I guess it's just a combination of water and plants that help cool a city down as the climate heats up?
Yeah, I mean, in the case of sponge cities, it really is that simple. When you kind of take an urban environment and you introduce those, you know, natural elements that kind of draw in the water, very literally, it naturally cools the local environment. And it's simple, but it works.
You write about the future as though we're going to have one, and it may even have some good things about it, and that's refreshing for my crowd. Do you think that humans are going to be able to adapt to climate change? You've sort of addressed this somewhat, but, I mean, are you a more positive person or not?
I think I'm relatively optimistic about it. I think that humans are uniquely innovative. We'll find our way out of really any issue, but I think it's a matter of collectively understanding what the issue is and what needs to be done. Because individual efforts are incredible, but if the entire globe isn't working together, it's going to be difficult. So yes, I do believe that, you know, we can fight our way out of this situation. I don't necessarily agree with Stephen Hawking that within the next couple hundred years we'll have to completely leave Earth. but it is a difficult situation. It's not going to be easy.
Well, Chelsea, while we have you here, what is Bill Gates up to in Arizona?
Well, Bill Gates has found himself roughly 25,000 acres of land, kind of a straight shot to Las Vegas, and he wants to build a smart city, set up kind of like a regular city. I don't know if it's going to be a sponge city yet, but, you know, I could assume that those elements might be introduced. And from what is publicly understood right now, it's going to be almost like a testing ground for technology. It's going to be a regular working city with residential areas and offices and schools, but it's going to have introduced to it a lot of more futuristic technologies that we wouldn't normally see in our day-to-day lives. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, hopefully it's not all run on Windows 10 anyway. Your other persona, though, you're a musician. Chelsea, where can people find your music?
Well, my band actually just released our first studio single on Spotify. So the band name is Foxanne, F-O-X-A-N-N-E. And, yeah, we're really excited about it. I didn't know you knew that. That's very exciting.
Is that Queen of the Lost Boys? Is that the song?
Yes, it is, and it's the first off of our upcoming record.
I heard it on SoundCloud, and I like it. We've been talking about sponge cities in the future in these times of climate change. Our guest is futurism journalist Chelsea Goad. You can find her on Twitter, @Chelsea_Goad, and that's spelled G-O-H-D. And you can get the latest at futurism.com. Chelsea, thanks so much for joining us on Radio EcoShock.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I'm Alex Smith reporting.
This is Radio EcoShock. Light up your iPod or computer with tons of free green audio from our website at www.ecoshock.org. That's E-C-O, shock like an electric shock, .org.
We've used up all there is. Please listen again next week to Radio EcoShock. Let's go out with just a small sample from Chelsea Goad's new release, Queen of the Lost Boys.